religions. They were prostitutes. There were all kind of sexual things that always got connected with spirituality. So in Corinth, these people became Christians. And as they came to know Jesus as the Messiah and the forgiver of their sins and began to follow him, they had two grave errors. One group of people, it was like this, is the food is for the stomach and the stomach is for food. In other words, that if you have a sensual desire, in other words, if you want food, God gave you a desire for food, eat. So if you want sex, you should have sex anytime, anywhere, with anyone. That's how they grew up. And so Paul says, no, that's not exactly what God says. Paul says, no, see, God put a box around sex. It's called a fireplace. And he wants the fire to burn hot and passionate inside the fireplace of marriage, where it brings light and heat and warmth and intimacy. But when you take it out of the fireplace and you put it on the living room floor, or as we see here in California, in a forest, it burns wild and does destructive things. The other group wasn't sex anytime with anyone. They were sort of this Greek background, and Greek had a dualistic thinking. They thought the body was evil and the spirit was good. And so they came to Christ and they said this, we're not going to have sex even inside of our marriage because it's dirty and unholy. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says to this group. We pick it up in verse 2 of 1 Corinthians 7. But since there's so much immorality, each man should have his own wife and each woman her own husband. So the husband should fulfill his marital duty, translation, sex, to his wife, likewise the wife to her husband. The wife's body does not belong to her alone, but also to her husband. And in the same way, the husband's body does not belong to him alone, but also to his wife. But do not deprive each other except by mutual consent and for a time, so that you may devote yourselves to prayer. Then come together again so that Satan will not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. The Apostle Paul basically is saying, and we have not taught this well or clearly in the church, you are one before God. Your body, your mate, you are to serve your mate with your body, and she or he is to serve you. And the Apostle Paul is saying, this is such a dynamic part of the marriage relationship, far from being some small little area, it's a part of the bonding process. It's a part of the mental, physical, and relational that God desires. He commands us to literally be erotic and passionate in a relationship with one another. Walt Larimore, who's a psychologist and a doctor, at least a doctor, he's a doctor anyway, and he has a great article that talks about what happens in a man's brain when he has sex. And they've just discovered where there's a bonding that happens in a man when he has sex with a woman that also causes him afterwards to have a desire to kind of open up and self-reveal. God designed the sex act in marriage to build an incredible core and bond in relationship. And that's why